Hello, young professionals from all over the world. Eddie Chustovich here, the Editor-in-Chief of Impact by IEEE Young Professionals. Today we're speaking to the Vice President of PSPB, or better known as Publication Services and Products Board, Professor Sheila Hamami. Sheila, welcome.
Thank you.
Sheila, we wanted to talk to you about publications, plagiarism, and the ethics of being a good author. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, and the role that you serve in the IEEE?
So I'm currently serving as the Vice President of Publication Products and Services, as you introduced, which means that I'm the volunteer leader of the arm of the IEEE that is a scientific publisher. Now, I started my IEEE career in the Signal Processing Society, where I became active in the society by participating in and then chairing a technical committee in organizing conferences and then in serving as the editor-in-chief of the IEEE Transactions on Multimedia.
So for our audience members who are not familiar with publications, why is it important to publish work?
So I think we all know that research advances knowledge, but we can really only do that if the work is shared. Similarly, development experience, educational best practices, and applications of technology are valuable to other practicing engineers, to educators, and to researchers. And this experience is really most effectively shared through publishing.
For students who are about to or have commenced in writing a scientific paper, you know, what advice can you offer them?
I think that many people don't realize when they first start writing that writing is really a continuing process. Realize that through the writing process itself, you'll find that you're going to improve your scientific results. It is not something that is wholly disengaged from the discovery process and that occurs solely at the end. But rather, the process of writing about the work itself will often spark improvements, better ideas, and at the very least, the need to experimentally confirm a conclusion.
Plagiarism has such a broad meaning. Can you define it for us?
So I think the IEEE has a very nice definition of plagiarism that's also easy to understand. The IEEE defines plagiarism as the use of someone else's prior ideas, processes, results, or words without explicitly acknowledging the original author and source. Plagiarism is dishonest.
Is plagiarism a new problem, though?
It's not new, but certainly the advent of digital libraries and the ubiquity of digital access has made it very, very easy for authors to either deliberately or even accidentally copy portions or entire works by others.
How do authors maintain scientific integrity then?
I think authors need to be aware of plagiarism definitions and academic integrity explanations and policies in your own institution and in the IEEE. Don't represent the work or the words of others as your own. For example, when writing a background section in a paper, you must synthesize the works of others and describe them in your own words. Selecting a summary paragraph or a section from each paper that you reference, even if you cite it, is inappropriate. If somebody is unsure about whether something in your paper is inappropriate or you can't decide how to best describe, reference, or incorporate prior work, ask someone. You can ask your peers, academic supervisors, conference program chairs, journal editors, or even individuals in the Intellectual Property Rights Office at the IEEE. All of these people are available to help.
Now, over the years, publications have evolved in the sense that we tend to have more and more authors on publications. So what is the responsibility of a co-author of a paper?
Yeah, that's a great question. All authors on a manuscript are responsible for the contents of that manuscript. You should not agree to list your name as an author unless you have, number one, contributed to the work described in the paper, and number two, you are confident in the integrity of both the work and the results, and also in the integrity of the paper contents itself, that is, the words in the paper.
So many authors will submit their paper to multiple conferences and journals to increase their chances of getting it published. Is this good practice?
Submitting the same manuscript to two venues or journals in parallel is not only bad practice, but is also completely taboo in the world of scientific publishing. It is terribly wasteful of editorial board and reviewer resources, and this is being disrespectful to your peers in the scientific community. Additionally, copyright issues will arise because you'll be simultaneously assigning copyright to two different entities, and this is fraud.
So how does an author decide, you know, which journal to submit to? There are so many out there.
Yeah, there are many important questions to consider when deciding on where to publish. Think about who is your target audience. Select a journal that your target audience reads. Where has similar work been published? Do you recognize the editor-in-chief or the editorial board as being leaders in your field? And is the journal timely? What is its submission to publication time? Will your paper be published quickly after it goes through the review process?
So given that there are so many journals out there, they're ranked based on a thing called the impact factor. For our audience members who are not familiar with it, what is an impact factor?
Impact factor is a use measure that was designed for librarians to assess how much usage a journal received in a given year. And this would allow the librarians to decide whether or not they wanted to renew the subscription or not. Impact factor is an aggregated measure of recent citations to the journal. It does not provide any information whatsoever on individual papers or authors.
So why is it important for IEEE members, and let's say in this case, IEEE young professionals, to be ambassadors for publication etiquette and ethics?
First of all, the IEEE is a professional society, and we strive to maintain the highest ethical standards of all of our members and enterprises. Ethics in publication is a very large component of our behavioral norms. Investigating and adjudicating author misconduct cases consumes enormous amounts of time and energy of both IEEE staff and volunteers. This takes away from the time that we can all spend on positive, productive enterprises to advance technology for humanity.
And my last question really relates to young professionals and students again. If you wanted to find out more about ethics of publication, where do you go next?
So I'm glad you asked this question because this is one of my projects as Vice President for Publications. Our Author Education Initiative is an international, broad-based, institute-wide effort to raise awareness on publication ethics and etiquette for both IEEE members and non-members alike. Our flagship international technical conferences around the world will be holding author education workshops in 2016. These workshops are one-hour interactive sessions. They allow attendees to fully understand the range of ethics and etiquette issues in scientific publishing, and they allow attendees to seek guidance on their own particular questions. So I would encourage the audience to attend, and you're encouraged to bring questions from the various gray areas that you can share with others and discuss. Additionally, if any of your listeners would like to have an author education event at your university, contact your local section chair and we'll make sure to get one set up.
Sheila, thank you so much for spending some time here with us and explaining what is ultimately seen as a gray area for many young authors.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk with everyone.
There you have it, young professionals. Eddie Chustovich here speaking to Professor Sheila Hamami, the Vice President of Publication Services and Products at the IEEE. You now realize how important it is to understand the bits and pieces that we've discussed here today. But of course, if you've got any further questions, do get in touch with our editorial team and also the experts at the IEEE. Goodbye for now.